buttons. Standing in line of fire for the war. My soul. Snap chords, beat drums, and sing. Love the children. Trigger hip, hey, yeah.
Music right there from a band that we featured a couple times now since they released their debut album back in March. It is Swedish indie rock trio Death in Vanilla. This is a band who takes their inspiration from a wide variety of sounds, including embracing 1960s sci-fi soundtracks to dub to their love of The Cure. Mixing it all in magical ways. The new album is called Flicker. Their debut album is Flicker. Wait, is it their debut? You know what? Don't quote me on that. And I'm live on air, so I'm not going to quickly check it out. But again, Death in Vanilla is the name of the band. We've been featuring them for a while. The song is called Fearless. And then kicking off the second hour, it is UK trip-hop pioneering band Morcheeba. The song is called Trigger Hippie. That is from their debut album, Who Can You Trust? Going back to the mid-1990s with Morcheeba. All right, what is up next? Oh, yes, right now, music from a musician who I absolutely love. She's a singer-songwriter that reminds me of acts like Bjork or My Brightest Diamond in the sense that she knows how to mix acoustic and electronic elements in just beautiful ways. Multi-instrumentalist violinist Emily Wells, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you.
So here is a girly so groovy trivia fact or coincidence that probably means nothing to you, but to me as the programmer, I kind of chuckle at. So that set right there, pieced together Anoni, Bjork, and Emily Wells. I feel like they all have a very similar aesthetic in the music that they make. And I was thinking, you know, I thought to myself, I know I've paired Emily Wells and Bjork before. I know I've paired Bjork and Anoni before. And I just was going back looking at some old set lists from last year. And I had to laugh because last year I actually did a whole set of Emily Wells followed by Bjork followed by Anoni. But what we did just hear is music from Anoni. The song is called Why Did You Separate Me From the Earth? That is from Anoni's solo debut album, Hopelessness. In the middle, it is Bjork from her newest album, Fasora, with the song Allow. Now, I don't think I'm a bad programmer when I say this. One rule that I have with programming Girly So Groovy, I try so hard never to duplicate a musician 1 week after the other. Now, last week we did listen to Bjork, but if you remember, we listened to her under the guise of her original band, The Sugar Cubes. So I felt like I wasn't really duplicating. And when I think of The Sugar Cubes and I think of Bjork's latest music, they are really worlds apart in sound. And speaking of Emily Wells, that's where we started. Indiana multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter Emily Wells with her song Passenger. That goes back to her album Mama. Coming up, I've got lots more music here on Girly So Groovy. Again, there is a real indie electronic vibe to this hour, and I'm loving it. I've got music on the way from The XX, Fever Ray, Everything But the Girl, Kalela on the way. But coming up next, it is music from Swedish indie electronic dream pop musician Taken by Trees, a song that's perfect for a summer night. Up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Baby.